ஓம் சாந்தி. You know today's topic. It's according to today's Bab Brothers Avyakta Murli. Having courage, it's like having king of virtues in us. If we use courage in each and every step of our life, we can really become kings. Courage is such a type of virtue. And we all want to become victorious and successful in our life. Whether it's related to self, others, or situations. So Baba explained us very well in today's Murli. How to be courageous and free of labor and then victorious. So when we start our Brahmin life, that too requires courage. Although when we get Baba, we recognize Baba, we come into Brahmin family, it gives us lot of happiness and intoxication. That means I have come to God. So intoxication means who is my companion, who is with me, with whom I have all relationships. But as double foreigner, you are all double foreigner, to come to God or to come close to God, you have to cross so many obstacles, or we would say curtains. The first and foremost is of religion, culture, and then eating habits. It's completely opposite. So Baba's love, Baba's support and Baba's knowledge, it gives us that courage that we are able to cross all those obstacles. Obstacles means, we won't say really obstacles, but barriers. So I think, what do you think? How did you cross them? With labor or with love? How did you get that courage to cross all those things? It's really different culture, no? Baba's culture is unique culture. It's neither Indian culture nor foreign culture, or nor culture of any religion. So Brahmin culture. So we are totally in Brahmin culture now. So what do you think? Are you completely in Brahmin culture? Or still, one foot is there, one foot is here. What do you say? So say we are completely, total shift from that consciousness to Baba's consciousness. Baba's knowledge changes our consciousness absolutely, completely. So then we get that courage, ki even if the whole world is against me, not whole world, usually our friends, our relatives, people who are around us, they become against us. They say, are you mad? Where are you going? What are you doing? You know, what is this? So then, how do you answer them? Then you say, no, the way you think, it's not that way. It's totally different. If you come, you will also get what I am getting in my life. It's is really very, very pure and elevated life. Sometimes we are not able to tell people directly that God has come, because they won't be able to believe this statement that God has come and He is doing everything. And He is the one who is able to transform our lives and bringing us in one umbrella, one religion, one, how do you say, in unity, the whole world in unity. So, but still, like through our behavior, through our thinking, we try to convince them that if you also come on this path, you will also be getting the true peace, true happiness in your life, and you will have that connection with the Supreme Internet. So that was our first courage, to stand the world with the support and love of God. So Baba made it easy for us. That's why Baba says us, take one step of courage and I am there for you for 1,000 steps of help. And we Brahmins, we always experience this in our life. If really I am courageous, if I do not forget to keep courage in me. So same way, many type of adverse situations, they keep come. But if we use Baba's knowledge points, that give us courage. In today's Murli, Baba said, have faith. Faith, full intellect. When you have faithful intellect, then victory is yours. So which kind of faith Baba says us to keep? And that faith gives us that courage which the world cannot give us. So that faith is faith on the self. Baba says four type of faiths you need to keep in yourself. One is for the self, other is for the Baba, and third is for the drama, and fourth is for the family. So check yourself. Do I have faith on myself all the time? Means no, any trace of doubt should come. Whatever Baba has told me about myself, there are so many self-respect intoxicating points and awarenesses Baba has given to me. So am I able to believe them? I am so and so. I am Master Almighty Authority. I am the same deity who have been a deity in the past, and now I am again going to become a deity in the future. So the whole 84 birth mind introduction which Baba has given me, the all three aspects of time. So do I have complete faith? Or sometimes, oh, Baba says this, but is that really true? I ask myself the question, am I really going to become a deity? So what do you think? So there should not be any doubt in this. Faith means complete 100% faith. It should not be in percentage. Sometimes I believe, sometimes, oh no, I don't know. And if I am shaking, then how will I explain to others? In the same way, if I am talking to others, they can also feel like ki they are not, they themselves are not believing what they are saying. So it will not really affect them, influence them, and they won't be able to come close to Baba. So faith in self and even in any situation. First is according to Baba's knowledge, believe in yourself, I am the same soul, pure soul, powerful soul. And then when the situations come, there should not be doubt that in today's Murli Baba also spoke, what will happen, how this will happen, whether I will be able to do it or not. Thoughts of negativity, thoughts of weakness, they are not thoughts of courage. So when we go in negative thoughts, feeling weak in myself, so it's not real faith. Thoughts of confidence, I am the same victorious soul who have been victorious cycle ago. So I am the one who has birthright of success, Baba said in today's Muli. The Brahmins have this birthright of success. So who is my companion? So why should not I become successful when he is with me? So in any situation, just keep courage, and Baba's help is really giving you that victory. So this is faith in myself, and then faith in Baba. Faith in Baba means Baba, many times Baba says, no, I am not the one who knows the mind of everyone or thoughts of everyone. I am not, in Hindi we call it Jani Janan Har. But still, Baba has all our records with him. He knows all our charts. Many Murlis know Baba gives us the chart. Even in today's Murli, Baba said that I have seen what children do and how their effort is and where they need to improve. So in this way, what Baba is saying, I should have faith in him. Whenever I am going to face Maya, if I remember Baba, then Baba is helping me. Okay? Sometimes some children say, I remember Baba, but Baba didn't come to help me. I faced such an, maybe the problems of body, mind, wealth, relationships. There are so many types of problem in the world. And when we Brahmin face problem, whom we remember? We always remember Baba. Baba is there to help us. So we say, oh Baba, this is the problem. So Baba says, I am not the one like gurus in the world, they give blessings. My blessings are my Srimad, teachings, the directions I have given. If you use the directions at the right time, you are definitely going to get help. And if you are not using it, you're just listening, but not using Baba's Murli point, when the time comes, when the situation comes, so how can his help come to me? Then, like, we sometimes totally depend on Baba. Baba is incorporeal, no? He is not going to come on his own, but he make instrument to someone. There is one story I remember, it's just a story of path of devotion, but no, like it carries meaning. Once it was forecasted for a village that maybe within few hours it will be flooded, so all villagers announced to leave the village. So most of them, they left the village, and there was one devotee of God. So he was very intense devotee of God, 100% faith. So when he was told, so he said, I am not worried about flood. Even if flood comes, God is with me and he is there, he is my savior. So he is there for me, so you go, don't worry about me. So all left, and he was left all alone in the village. And flood came because it was already forecasted, and then he went on the roof. Again it was announced that more water can come, so whosoever is left here, they started, like boats in the village so that they can pick up those who are there in the roofs and anywhere left. So he was seen by the boatman and told, come, come on the boat. We rescue you. So he said, no, don't worry about me. God is with me, so I will be saved. Again, helicopters, they started because water was rising and it came up to his neck. So he had just first floor, above that there was nothing to climb up. So water came up to here, so helicopter, he tried to pick him up by rope so that he can be saved. No response, he said, you don't worry about me. God is with me and he will save me. So ultimately what happened? Drowned. And he reached to God. Up. And he complained. He said, God, you did not save me. I had so much faith on you. Where were you? So what could have God answered? So he is not going to come by himself, no? He sent help through some mean, through some method. So we need that discerning power, how the God helps come to us. So many times, no, we feel how Baba helped us, through someone, or through some, you know, like, it's our intellect which can really feel, I received Baba's help in this way. So we need to recognize that Baba's help, but Baba is always there to help us. It's only that we need to keep that 100% faith. Situations, they try to shake our faith. You know, what do they do? What Maya does for us? Makes us shakeable. And Baba says, passing the situation is remaining unshakable, immovable, even in most difficult circumstances. Then pass with honor. Then we are passed with honor. If we remain unshakable, immovable, means my faith is not shaken, you know, even for a 0.001% in Baba. Situations, they try to shake my faith in Baba. So that I am away from Baba. Maya, it's Maya's trick. So it takes us away from Baba and so that we can become completely belong to Maya rather than Baba. So, but if I had that stage in me, then I can experience how Baba has helped me in that difficult circumstance, and I feel myself really I became victorious. So this is courage. Keeping complete faith in Baba and passing those situations. And they can from anywhere, I told you. Even if I get sick, I am not well. Sometimes, no, there are minor diseases, but sometimes the diseases are really chronic diseases, or maybe, what do you say, you know, like cancer or these type of, I'm not getting the right word, life-threatening diseases sometimes. Because we are finishing all our accounts here and all five elements are tamupradhan, so the things we are getting to eat and all, polluted one. So they may create some problems in our body and that affects our mind, and sometimes that shakes too much. Even the pain somewhere, severe pain somewhere in the body. So we can check ourselves at that time. Am I able to keep faith in myself, in Baba, in trauma, during those shaking situations? And the most troublesome paper is the paper of body. I mean, all other papers, other help, no, really is very helpful to us. But for the disease of the body, it's the only me who is going to face it. Others, they can keep just sympathy for me. But the pain, the suffering, who is going to suffer? It's me only. So that sometimes, no, like disturbs a person a lot, shakes a lot. And then that is real test. And everyone has to pass the test. We see dadis, how they pass the test of their body. And sometimes that two questions, Brahmins. I know I lived with Dadi Prakash Mani for many years. And in last years, no, for last 1.5 years, Dadi Prakash Mani was too, very sick. Very sick in the sense means she was really on bed. She was not able to move on her own. So then, many used to ask questions to me, my being a doctor. I was her personal doctor at that time. So you used to ask me, no, Dadi, she has been doing Baba's service for so many years, such a great tapasvi. So why Dadi is having all this suffering? So it's like we feel that Dadi is suffering. Because I am seeing her according to my stage. But because I was very close to her, so I could see her and I could feel her. She was really beyond her body. And she never suffered. And that's why she never complained even, ki I am having pain or I am having... That's what Baba says, karmati stage. You are in body, but beyond the feelings of all pain and sufferings. So as if she was always in Baba's lap, in Baba's that, like super sensuous joy stage, we say. So if in such type of situations I can keep my stage in this way, then it's like passing with honor. Otherwise, because we have to pass through all the tests. This is like test of these five elements. This body is made up of five elements, we would say, five nature's element. So, and when it's something comes to my wealth or something comes to my relationships, conflict, so many upheavals, because we are living in iron age, so in each and every field we face upheavals. Even in Brahmin family when we come together because we have to settle our accounts, so all these things come up. We don't like nature of someone, or we are not happy, or we disagree, many things. So can we use Baba's knowledge to keep my mind at peace and stable stage all the time? So that is to have courage to become complete and perfect. My target is to reach my stage of perfection, my stage of completion. So how can I achieve that stage? Only after passing through all, how you get a degree in a college. After passing through all the exams, then only you reach to the final test complete. So here too, how can I reach to the stage of perfection? Is only passing through all these kind of my tests. And the method to pass is using Baba's knowledge, Baba's company, Baba's help all the time. So easy or difficult? Easy. And then third type of faith is faith in drama. And Baba says, whatever is happening is nothing new. It's not I am facing it for first time. I have faced all those things many times in my life, not this life, but many cycles. So the thing which I have done many times, it's not new for me. Even in this life, if I face something for 3, 4, 5 times, then 6th time I feel it's okay, I have faced it many times, I can do it, no problem. Sometimes even we feel even perfect, no, like something you do repeatedly, then you get perfection over it. You really feel power over it. So same way, as soon as this thought comes to me, this is nothing new for me, I have done it many, many times. Every cycle, we know 5,000, every 5,000 years it repeats identical. So whatever I am facing today, I have faced it 5,000 years ago too. And again this is going to come to me. So the thing which is not new, it's easy for me. It's difficult to face something new. And sometimes Baba says, things will come suddenly. Suddenly and ever ready. You should be ever ready for each and everything. So the paper, those who come suddenly in front of me, if I bring that thought, oh, it's not new. I am feeling that it's sudden for me. No? So then I am able to pass. Again, this is gives me courage. Baba's this point or Baba this knowledge gives me that courage that I am able to face any situation very well. And drama also tells me to put full stop. So how can I put full stop? Means whatever has happened. It's going to come after 5,000 years ago. It's not going to come before that. So past is past. Baba says whatever has gone. One full stop is this. And second full stop of benefit. Whatever is happening for benefit. So no question mark. Why is this happening to me? Why this has happened? Or why this one has said this, done this, whatever. Why, what, how? No, we go in questions means we are expanding the situation. We are creating mountain from a mole. But putting a full stop, that whatever has happened is for benefit. So benefit means bringing mountain into a mole, and not only mole but making it, Baba says, it's very light, even like a cotton. So how everything, you know, sometimes this really gives question to us, this is not really good for me. How can I experience that this situation is for my benefit? So there is one story in scriptures. This is from Indian scriptures, but I want to share with you. There was once a king, and he had very wise minister. And he also always used to take his advice, you know, during his problems. So once his finger got cut. So because minister he usually used to with him, so he showed his finger to him and told him, my finger is cut. So he said, Your Majesty, whatever has happened is for good, is for benefit. So this king got annoyed. How can be good? My finger is cut and you are saying whatever has happened is for good. So he got angry because he was king. So in anger he put him in the prison. He said, now you are not faithful to me, so I will not keep you with me and you deserve to be in prison. So this minister was in prison. And this king, he was fond of hunting, and one day he went in forest for hunting and chasing the victim. He went deep into the forest, and there the tribals they were living. And in India in ancient times, the tradition was to offer sacrifice to goddess. And sometimes they offer human beings to goddess as a sacrifice. So it was the day of offering sacrifice of human being to goddess, and they were looking for a person. And this king got caught by them because he was all alone. All soldiers they left behind because he chased this victim and went deep into the jungle. So there when he was caught, he was brought to the temple. So he came to know he was brought here for sacrifice. So he tried to make them realize that I am the king of this kingdom. So how can you sacrifice me? So they said, oh, king is the best person. So when we sacrifice the best person and goddess, she will be really pleased with us. So we will not leave you. So he was ready to, you know, like, sacrifice. But this priest, he checks, because there are some rules for sacrifice. So for or according to those rules, he checked him and he found that his finger is missing. So he said, he is not complete sacrifice, because according to rule, the sacrifice should be complete. So because finger is not there, so he is not complete, so we cannot offer her to the goddess. Goddess will be, can be annoyed and unhappy, so leave him and found the other person. So this king was king was free from them, and then when he was returning to his kingdom, he thought that minister said whatever has happened is for good, and it's really today my finger was missing, that's why I was really escaped of being offered to the goddess, and he was really right. So immediately reaching to the kingdom, he went to this minister and apologized and said, I was really wrong and you were right, and he narrated whole incidents to him and then asked him, I have one question in my mind. Okay, whatever has happened to me was good, I could realize this, but I put you in the prison, it was not really good for you. It was really bad for you. So he said, no, your majesty, it was too good for me, because I always accompany you, and because today I was in the prison, I was not with you. If I would have been with you, then what happened? What would have happened? In place of you, I would have been sacrificed. So we both are saved. So you see, how the situation was, but sometimes the benefit is in the future, not in the present. It's in the curtain of future. We are not able to see it right now. That's why Baba says, no, because God is with us, this time is beneficial. God is world benefactor, so there can never be bad things or loss happen to us. It's just temporary. Finally, it's going to bring benefit to us. And sometimes Baba says it really teaches you some lessons and makes you firm in your dharana. No, when these type of situation comes, what happens? Sometimes even they make our faith strong in Baba. So some kind of benefit, if you really look it in a refined way, I would say, then you will really find that it make you strong from within whenever the situations comes. And sometimes you really use your powers and you feel yourself master almighty authority. If situations do not come, then how will you use your powers? You won't use. So it really gives you sometimes experience, and then experience is a very big benefit. The experienced soul is the, what do Baba says about experienced soul? Yes. The best, best authority, authority souls. The experienced souls are authority souls. So any kind of benefit I should find in all the situations, whether they are causing loss to me, failure to me, bad experience to me. It's only negative is this, and positive is benefit. So this is the drama. When I am firm on drama, then that gives me courage and made me able to pass the situations with honor. And then fourth is faith in family. Faith in family means, I know all souls have different sanskars, because we are bringing our own karmas with us. So Baba has explained it. We are all playing our own roles. So no two roles are same. No two persons are same. So maybe, I may get difference of opinion when we come in relation with other people. Maybe they are my laukik, means worldly relations, or maybe my this Brahmin family relations, whichever relations they are. So I need to accept all. So whosoever they are, whatever weaknesses they have, and my vision should be of picking virtues, not picking weaknesses. Because Baba has come to make us pure from impure. So means we are all impure souls in some or other way. So impure souls means carrying vices, one or other vices, either in gross form or in subtle form. So if someone has weakness of this kind, the other one will be having weakness of other kind. Even I too, I am not all virtuous. I am also having weakness, maybe not like of that other person, but maybe different type of weakness. So always see other person's virtues when we are coming in the family. So this is keeping faith in the family. Now sometimes, he's so long in gyan, or he or she, whosoever, so senior, but still, see how they speak, see how they behave. We keep asking questions. So should we follow them? What should we do? What Baba has said. Are we supposed to follow brothers and sisters? Whom should we follow? Follow father. Follow Baba. Follow daddies. They are example in front of us. Even Baba says, follow Brahma Baba. He is the one who is perfect and complete soul at present. So whatever Baba has done in his life, so the way he thought, the way he spoke, the way he did everything, we all know stories. We listen all those stories in Murli, even through our seniors, through our dadis. They all tell, what Baba has done. Now how Baba took the steps of courage in his life, right from the beginning, all went opposite to him. Still, Baba was unshakable. He had full faith on Shiv Baba, although he was all alone at that time. No, we have so many examples in front of us. So many. But Baba has no example. But still, he had that experience and faith with Shiv Baba. He never got shaken. And then many adverse situations came on Yajna. At that time too, he was the first soul to face everything. All were behind him. And how did he face? It's the same way. We are all following Brahma Baba. So if any situations are coming, so how should we facing them? Like Brahma Baba. He stood firm for everything. And then Baba did service to all souls in the way that he always kept good wishes and good feelings, no matter which type of the soul is. So in family, when I am coming in relationship, when I coming in contacts, then I always should have good feelings and good wishes for all the souls. And this I need to make firm. For those who are good to me, it's easy for me good feelings, to keep good feelings for them. But as soon as someone misbehaves me or defames me or insults me in one or other way, sometimes just harsh in behavior, not saying something, but in behavior if someone shows something, in today's Muli too Baba spoke this. So we are going to celebrate New Year. So how should we celebrate our New Year? It was very good guidance. On 25th Baba came, and in today's Muli too. So how should we celebrate? How should we come in contact with our Brahmin family or with all the souls of the world coming in contact? Will you like to share? Newness in our sanskaras. So what newness? It's a general term, newness means, but if I specify then so specify, how should be your words, how should be your actions. So Baba said, who is coming in my contact, I should be bestowing one or other thing. So not gift, normally the tradition is on occasions, on such festivals, we offer gifts, those who are coming in contact with us. But which type of gift we need to give, not that physical gift. That's just symbol of love. Gift doesn't matter. What matters? What matters? The love it carries, So, I need to give loveful drishti. I need to give positive vibrations. They should feel that when I came in relation to this soul, then really I got fulfilled. I received something from them. Maybe jewel of knowledge, share some jewels of knowledge which can help them in their life. Or maybe, behave with them just sweetly. So, when we behave in this manner, then how the other souls feel? It gives them happiness. So give them something through your behavior. Should be giving. Not expecting. Normally what do we think? They should be doing like this. They should be talking like this. They should be loving me. And so we are expecting from others what others should be doing. But here, Baba has taught us self-transformation. So, I need to give. And when I give, it's going to come back to me. We say respect begets respect. Love begets love. So, if I am giving love, same is coming back to me. And if I am giving respect, then others also going to give me respect. It's not they do not respect me, no. See, am I giving respect? First. So I should be giving respect. I should be speaking in a soft way. Speak softly, speak sweetly. And speak which is giving self-respect to others. Never speak such words which are defaming others or which are insulting others, which are criticizing others. No negative. So if I am promising myself that I am going to celebrate my New Year in this way, so this is taking a step. And if I keep this courage in me, Baba is there to help me throughout here, so that I can keep my this dharana whole year. And this will help me to reach the stage of perfection. So is it okay? So this was Baba's today's Murli's inspiration for us. So how should we celebrate our New Year? So we should be celebrating, keeping courage and receiving Baba's help all the time, so that we can become complete as soon as or as fast as possible. Okay? Om Shanti. This is because, no, like, she spoke that some of the souls, they do not have complete faith in Baba, no? Okay, you stand up and speak. Baba never says none of you. Baba says number wise, no? Your faith is number wise. Number wise means like 8 jewels and 108 jewels. They have full faith in Baba. So that's why they are victorious jewels, no? In Brahmin life, we can only be victorious when we have full faith in the self, full faith in Baba, full faith in Rama, and full faith in the family. You got my point? And the rest of souls are number wise. You know, faith is in percentage. And sometimes it shakes, as I already discussed. You know, when situations come, our faith starts shaking because Maya interferes in between and it moves us away from Baba. So then foundation is, so it weakens. So that's the thing. It's not that none of us. It's number wise. Okay? Okay, Om Shanti.
जीवन की नैया कर दे प्रभु के हवाले, प्रभु के हवाले, जैसे वो चाहे वैसे, जैसे वो चाहे वैसे इसको संभाले, इसको संभाले, जीवन की नैया कर दे प्रभु के हवाले, प्रभु के हवाले। गर्व की जय ये तो विनाशी है, तू तो है चेतन आत्मा ज्योति अविनाशी है, ज्योति सागर पिता को दिल में बसा ले, दिल में बसा ले, राहों में भर जाएंगे तेरे उजाले, तेरे उजाले, जीवन की नैया कर दे प्रभु के हवाले, प्रभु के हवाले।